huge earthquake, magnitude 7.0, just off the coast of Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
It was mid-January 2010.
Early reports of extensive damage are coming from the capital, Port-au-Prince.
The 7.0 quake hit this afternoon.
Houses are completely demolished, but I don't expect we'll get any help down here for a long time.
Help would come 3 days later, when the USS Gunston Hall, along with the amphibious landing craft detachment embarked, arrived in the Bay de Port-au-Prince. And along with that came my 21-year-old self. I remember the pillars of black smoke rising from the heart of the city as we approached the beach under the throbbing hum of diesel engines. The first group into Port-au-Prince. We set up the first triage clinic in the broken remains of a Haitian Coast Guard base named Killick Point. We cleared the first helicopter landing zone in a nearby open field. For days, we emptied ships of humanitarian relief as more and more ships arrived in the bay. First U.S. ships, then the Colombians, then the Mexicans. Back and forth. Eventually, after the ships were emptied, we moved on to the shore. I found myself working in the triage clinic, a position I was vastly underqualified for. I remember a woman with a chunk of flesh the dimensions of a T-bone steak missing from her back. And what stuck with me is how much it didn't bother me. The things you saw didn't look real, but rather like unconvincing special effects in a poorly funded movie. You realize you have no frame of reference for how that kind of damage actually appears. But what did stick with me were the smells and the sounds. Those were visceral. Smelling and hearing the medical officers cleaning the wounds that had festered in the jungle heat for days. I still remember that. I didn't stay too long in the clinic. Eventually, I partnered with a United Nations peacekeeper from Sri Lanka, throwing bags of rice into a truck to ship inland. That was when I met Spider-Man. He was a young Haitian kid. Couldn't have been older than 10. The only English he spoke was the name Rambo and the Spider-Man theme song.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can.
He would run around our base, and I never saw him with an adult. But what I remember was how genuinely happy he seemed, even in the ruins of this city. He would swipe bags of rice while we tossed them, something I caught out of the corner of my eye. I let a few slide before giving him a stern, sympathetic stare. And he simply smiled, gathered his loot, and ran off, still singing Spider-Man. I always admired the indomitable spirit of that kid. We left in under a month, bound for the west coast of Africa. But then, and even now, I wonder what happened to him, the happy little rice thief of Port-au-Prince. I like to think he made good for himself.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever...